Okay, Pirkei Avos, Tavshin, Pei Dalet, Chelek Aleph, Part 1. From the Nishmas of Avram Abba, but Rav Moshe Chaim, my father-in-law, Mr. Abby Berkowitz, Zechona Levracha, he loves Pirkei Avos so much. And this is the time of year that we're, that Klai Yisrael is focusing, brought down La Halacha, it's brought down in different poskim, brought down in Rishonim, and Achronim, but I think the Oiv Yisrael brings it beautifully. And every week, we're going to try to focus, maybe, it depends on the week, if we try to do one installment, two installments, whatever, with Siat D'Shmaya, 10 short ideas on the Perek, and whatever we're able to do with Siat D'Shmaya. But, Maisa, why do we learn Pirkei Avos in between Pesach and Shavuos? So, there's a beautiful sefer I got called Maisa Avos, Rabbi Tal Moshe Zwecker, the Moise edition. I thank very much Dr. Adel Moise, who gives me this. It's an incredible sefer from the Svarim HaKadoshim. On Pirkei Avos. And he asked this question from the Papa Rav, and then quotes the Rebbe, the Oiv Yisrael. The Apta Rav, what's the pshat with learning Pirkei Avos during this time? And he says to the Zohar, we know the Zohar tells us we have 7 weeks of Sfiras Omer, which corresponds to the 7 days of the woman that she has to count before going into the mikvah. So to every single one of us, we want to get rid of those negative traits. We want to get rid of the Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted us up from Mitzrayim. But that was all Susu de la Ela. That was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Susu de la Tata, we have to earn it. We have to be able to act upon it. And we have to remember those various positive traits that every single one of us are going through that Tahara process. Just like a Nida goes through her Tahara, so too, every single one of us, we're a Nida going for our Tahara, longing to better people, longing to be better versions of ourselves. And this is what the Bardanur says, Hu Ayah Omer. Hu Ayah Omer is not just something that they said, it's something who they were. It's something that they were exemplified, it's something that they were on fire about. Pirkei Avos is not just Mishnayos, but they're life lessons. So here we go. The first idea comes from the Friedrich Rebbe. The Friedrich Rebbe, the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe, an incredible idea. He says, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Moshe came to Sinai. What's the lesson the Mishnah says here? Umsara li Yeshua, and he passed it on to Yeshua. Says the Friedrich Rebbe, the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe. Don't you think it should have said unisana v'nisana, and he gave it to Yeshua? What's the lesson of misara? Passed it over. Should have said given, natan. Why didn't it just say not gave? Why does it say pass? Says the Rebbe, Friedrich Rebbe, that to pass on Torah, it's not just good enough to give it over. So you don't just give it over like a letter or give it over as a gift. One needs to put it in with misor, with nesiris nefesh, total self-sacrifice. Only when one has given himself over completely to the Torah can he pass it on. So not only do you have to be able to give it over with nesiris nefesh to your talmidim, with love and compassion, but if you yourself, as the Rebbe, you yourself as a parent, you have to give yourself over completely to the Torah, then you could pass it on. And this is what the Gemara says that in Bracha Samach Gimel Amud Beis, that the Torah is only given al mishimemi salau. Only someone who will be able to dive themselves over the Torah, that's who's able to acquire Torah. That's idea number one. 1B, I will say, I didn't write this down, but the Ravimer Shlita always tells us when an idea pops up in there, you got to say it. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mehashem. Moshe got the Torah from Arsinai? No, he got the Torah from Hashem. Says the Kiddushas Levi. And well, this will go to the second Mishnah in our Perek. He says, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, because you know the Gemara and tells us in Tainus, and we know the Chazal say, the Kaddish Baruch Hu went to all of the mountains in the world, and all the mountains said, I'm the biggest, I'm the tallest, I'm the greatest. But the Kaddish Baruch Hu went to Arsinai, and Arsinai says, I'm the smallest. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Dafka, you're going to choose you." Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, as the Gemara Taina says, the Torah on Daf Zayin, the Torah goes from above to low. When someone is in a humble place, when someone is in a self nullification, when someone there's no ego, there's no gaiva, then the Torah is someone who can connect. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. Moshe Kibel. Moshe learned another. Moshe Anav Mikol Adam. We're going to read it in a month. Moshe understood the Midah of Anova. Who did he learn it from? Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. He learned it from Har Sinai when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains. Har Sinai said, why me? I'm just the smallest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Dafka you. Adi number two. Mishnah Beis. Shimon HaTzadik Hayim Mishnah Kedu HaYoma HaShoshot Rama Olam Omer Al Torah V'Avodah V'Agmenos HaSadim. The world stands on three things. On Torah, Avodah, Agmenos HaSadim. Rabbi Goldberg Shlita quotes the Maharal in Derech HaChaim. A beautiful insight. He says that we know we have three relationships. We have our relationships between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, us and each other, and us and ourselves. He says an incredible lesson. Ben Adam Lamakom, that's davening. Ben Adam Lamakom, a person davens a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben Adam Lachavero, Kimilus Chasadim. But Ben Adam La'atzmoy, that is when it comes to learning Torah. That's the one that sometimes we need a little bit of explanation. Why? Because when we learn Torah, and the Baruch Shabbos says, you accept the Torah, good, if not, I'm going to return the world back to its place. That every single person is an oilam mole. And we have to take, says the Maral, he calls it, seichel anoshi shum metzuruf ala choymer. We have to be able to take our wisdom, take our intelligence, and use it into the physical. The whole point of the world was come for the Torah. The whole point was for Klal Yisrael, Chazal say. The whole point was for Klal Yisrael. The whole point was for the Torah. So at the end of the day, the whole point is for us. And how do we best get to know ourselves? Dafka through learning Torah. The first two make a lot of sense. But I'm not going to talk to Hashem. Ben Am Lachavero, Kimil Sosanim. The Torah, we want to work on our relationship with ourselves, compassion to ourselves, by the Torah. We want to get to know ourselves, tap into the holiness of the Torah, tap into the Rabbonu Shalom. Idea number three, the Maral, sticking with the Maral, same Mishnah. The world sins on three things. What else do we have three in Yiddishkeit? Ala Torah, Ve'alvoda, Ben Sosanim, we have three of us. Says the Maral, in the next piece, says Avram is Keneged, Kimil Chasodim. Yitzchak is keneged davening. Yaakov is keneged Torah. Avram, his entire life was filled with chesed, looking, mamish, even on the third day after the bris mila, he was looking, searching, and yearning to be able to make sure that he had what to be able to give over. He had a chesed. Yitzchak, we know the Gemara in Brachos tells us, daf chav rav, that the karbanos are keneged the tefillah, and Yaakov is an ish yoshev olam. Yaakov is learning Torah, yom v'layla. And without one of these things, we're nothing. But it's inside in each and every one of us. It's in our DNA. If there are an avos, if there are avos, that means we're the banim. And how do we connect it? It's very simple. It's in our DNA. Avram put it, infused chesed into our DNA. Yitzchak infused tefillah. And Yaakov infused Torah into our lives. Idea number four. Rav Shor and Yitzchak Lalivav. Chelik Aleph, we'll skip Mishnah Gimel for now. We go to Mishnah Dal. The end of Mishnah Dal, it says, you should drink in the words of the Chachamim. Drink them in. And he says, what's the slush of Shoyse? Why did Chazal say Shoyse and not Derech Achila? Why drink and not eat? He says from a Sefer Nifla, drinking is different from eating. A person has to digest it. Person has to be able to chew on it before swallowing it. And then you can only be able to enjoy it. Which is not the same thing when it comes to drinking. You're just drinking from right then. This is the Indian of bittul devar tzadikim when we're machnia to tzadikim or machnia to the Torah. Rak yishtes des dreim im kemoshehim. Have a shoyse betzalmes dreim. Have a cold some of the chulamayim. Who mashah hamshech ama shekasim yikodav hamisabek shehu Indian bittul. The Indian of bittul is very simple. When you drink something, it just goes right down. When you eat, you have to chew it, then you have to swallow it. It's a whole process. You're drinking something, it goes right in. That's when it comes. When it comes to the Ma'amet, to Dibri Chazal, when it comes to the Tzaddikim, we want to completely mivat ourselves to their word, completely mivat ourselves to their advice. Good. Idea, Mishnah number Vav. Idea number five. Moshe Sish Weinberg Shita, my rabbi quotes as Fasemis. Asay lecharav, can I cover by this call? Adam Chaskos. We're going to stick with this Mishnah Vav, a few ideas. Moshe Sish says from the Fasemis, Asay lecharav. Who should you make yourself a rabbi, says the Fasemis? Lecha. Sometimes we're always running for this person, for that person who knows us best. But you know who really knows us best? Yourself. Yourself. Don't ask, looking for advice. Because sometimes the biggest rabbi is yourself. Sometimes we're running for advice, but you know what? Every person, Chazal say this. Chazal say every person knows what they have to work on. Every person knows what. Every person knows their flaws. Who should be your Rebbe? Lecha, yourself. That is idea number five. Idea number six. Rav Shor tells us not so fast. I say the charav. Make sure. But there's chos. Shemesh shoy l'shloi yala adam rabbanim harbe rak rev achad. And teva adam lech b'chol sheila achar rav achar kfi mashidur shoyis rav meikel lehilchos avilos b'chavas rav yidol meikel lehilchos shabbos rav achar says Rav Shor asedecha rav, make sure you have one rebbe, don't go rebbe hopping, don't go shopping for rebbe for a cool here for a cool there. Yes, says Rav Shor, you have to make sure to have you have to know yourself. Kavaldik Rav Shor says, but Rav Shor says also, make sure you have one rebbe. When it comes to halacha, you have one rebbe. And it comes to hashkafa, one rebbe. I'm not saying that everyone has, you know, at least personally for myself, I have one rebbe for halacha, and I have one rebbe when it comes to advice and for different things. But here, I think it's talking about when it's coming to specifically for halacha. Rav Shor is saying, don't be a kula hopper. Love that idea. Idea number seven. Idea number seven, Rav Shor quotes from the Noam HaMelech, Kinei Lecha Chaver. Says Rav Shor, Inin HaChaver HaKavona LeChaber Emes. When it comes to real chaver, you should choose your chaver for emes, for truth things. And he quotes it to Rebbe Melech, Sittokotan were pieces of advice of the Noam HaMelech, Sukhos Yogan and Linux, advises Tamidim to have. Short ideas, beautiful ideas. Shetzorech, one of the Sitt and Sif Yud Gimel says, Sheel Odom LeChaver SheYochel LeDaber Imo Inyoni Avodos Hashem Esbar. You should make sure to have chaver you talk Yiddishkeit with, that your chaver should be based on your Yiddishkeit. L'kayim Dabrezet, Sarach Tshiri Vater Odom Me'atzmo. Says Rav Shor, in order to be able to do this, a person's got to be mevater himself. It's impossible for a person to have a real chevro if it's not something that you're giving over. You have to give of yourself, and to give of yourself means in Yiddishkeit. Where it's a true friend, is not just someone that you could call in the middle of the night, but a true friend is someone who's able to give Yiddishkeit advice. And Rav Leibel Eger says it in a different way. He says that Hatana mechayev yosei shavus biachas lechaver. A few he means start likonos b'machi. Even if you have to buy his friendship. What does it say about the Rebbe? I say make. But ukenei is lashon of kinyon. How many times do I see my own students that a chevra has such an influence with my own? I know my own friends. I have so much gratitude. My own friends. A friend is someone that you could rely on, but specifically for Yiddishkeit, says Rav Shor. And the Rebbe Eger says even to be quiet of them. I don't know if that means monetarily or with sarim, whatever it is. But a real friend, says Rav Shor, in the Sattakotan, Rabbi Amalek says, a real friend is someone you can talk over Yiddishkeit with. Talking Yiddishkeit means when you're mevater, you're giving yourself over to them. You're asking them for advice. You're asking them, what can I do for you? What can I help you? How can I help your family? How can I help your kids? How can I help your mishpacha? I love that idea from Rav Shor, from the Rabbi Amalek, idea number 8. So what is it to end the parak of Mishnah Vav? Rabbi Don is called Adam Kafskos. You should make sure to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. Here Rav Shor quotes, really during the Parsha Shoftim, I think he brings this down. In the Kiddush Slavi, he says, we have to make sure, we've delivered this Hevei Donis Kalma Al-Kavschus. Shemisha, as Gemara says in Shabbos, Chav Chav Zayin, Shemisha Donis, Chavir Al-Kavschus, Donin Oso Al-Kavschus Shemaim. The way you judge others is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge you. The Gemara is telling us, says the Kiddush Levi, if we want the Rabbonu Shem's rachamim, if we want a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, we have to give other people the benefit for the doubt. The way you view others will be the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu views you. And this is the way the Torah from Resh Pei Beis, Rabbi Nachman says, we have to make sure to always search and to seek and to yearn for the good in every single person, no matter what. And when we do that, you're actually good. You're finding the good within them. But how do you find the good within them? First, you have to find the good within yourself. Says Rabbi Nachman, you got to look for the good within yourself, and then you can look for the good within others. Because it's mamash a mirror. And when you look for the good, and this is what Gemara says, that someone that you say something, someone is bad at something, it's usually coming because you're bad at that. When you have the proper outlook, a positive outlook, when you have the Kodesh Baruch Hu to get outlook, a Klaus or Jewish to get outlook, always looking for the good, then the Rebbeinu Shlomo always look for the good in you, says the Kiddush Levi and Parsha Shoiftim. V'danus kol adel chavschus. My brother-in-law Reb Shmuel Tzvi told me an incredible idea from a Rav in Lakewood. What's a dayan? A dayan is a judge. Who goes to a judge? Someone that looks for a judge. Whether there's a case, whether there's a halacha, or there's a judge in secular court, they look. But when walking on the street, or walking into shul, or walking into a pizza shop, and sometimes people judge people, are they coming? Are people coming to you? No. So then you're not a dayan. You're not a dayan. A dayan is only someone of people that come to you. So what are we doing judging other people? You're not a dayan. There's only one dayan. That's the Rabbonu Shlom, and no one's coming to you. So therefore, you've no in to be. I love that insight. What an incredible, such a very powerful insight from the Kiddush Levi, from the Rav from Lakewood. And the number 9. Mishnah Zayin in Nitar Harbeli Oy Meharchik Meshachin Ra Atas Chav Al Rosh Atas Yashmin Aparnas. Distance yourself from a bad neighbor. Don't befriend the wicked. Don't give up when there's a lot of retribution and a lot of pain. So the Lubavitch Rebbe is Chuskin, the seventh Rebbe, Ramachan no Shneerson. Do not befriend the wicked. What does that mean? Don't befriend the wicked. However, you can allow them to befriend you. It's medayik in the Mishnah. Don't be mechaber to wicked people. You can allow them to befriend you. And then they may hear you, what you say, and act as you do. Like, it reminds me of a maisa when they brought in someone who was getting mamish getting married to a non-Jew. And it was like the middle of the night. And they brought him to the Rebbe. And by the end of the night, he was no longer doing that. He was no longer getting married to him. Not because the Rebbe looked down at him, because he was able to hear where he was at. At the end of the day, Lubavitch Rebbe is medayik in the lashon, al tischab l'rasha. Don't go actively looking for bad people. There's no betting bad. The Rebbe never said anything bad about someone, chas v'shalom. But don't let wicked out influence you, but you can allow them to befriend you and let them hear what you have to say. And finally, 10th and final idea from the original Rebbe, al tishash min apranas, don't give up hope. Says the original. We know the halacha gemara about Metziah Chaf Aleph, Yeish is koine, right? Yeish is koine. When someone gives up hope, if someone finds it, you're good to go. You're able to keep it. You go in Hamoitze Aveda Shabayla and Nesiash Meno Koine Sadil Atzmi. You can keep it for yourself. Alama, why can you keep it? Says the Rishner. Alpi Pnimius, not Alpi Halacha. Why can you keep it? Kanasu Shekansu as Nesiashim Lahayru Shealdim Yisrael Asuloli Nesiash Laavet Tigvaso to teach us, and it's a kanas when you give up hope. It's a knas, it's a punishment, it's a penalty. That how bad, you can never, ever give up hope. Ein shum yesh b'om klal. Rabbi Nachman said this over and over again. We can never, ever give up hope. Ein shum yesh b'om klal. Ein shum yesh. Like the Kotzke Rebbe says, yesh is shalom midas. Yesh is shalom midas. And who do we paskin like? Yesh shalom midas? Not like Rebbe, we paskin like Abaye. Yesh shalom midas. Yesh is shalom midas. It's not part of our vocabulary. And if someone gives up hope, and looking on what's in the war, looking with the hostages, we give up hope, Knas. Our number one thing we can do is our amuna and our bitachon. And we're not talking when you're talking to the hazard, talking to the soldiers' families. We're not talking amuna, 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 amuna. No, that's when you have to let them cry and daven and talk and to be there for them. But when a person gives up, we can never give up. We can never give up. Al tishash min aparonis, don't give up. And if a person does give up, yeish is koina. Koina sabed al atzmo. It's mamish halacha, but it's a knas. It's a knas. The Rebbeinu Shem says you can't. It's usher to give up. We can never give up hope on ourselves, and definitely not on their bonus shom. Let's review these 10 ideas. First off, he said the intro from the Oiv Yisrael, 7 weeks of Sviya Soimer, is dafka like the seven days of the Nida, going from Tumah to Tahara. We want to purify ourselves. For the first day of seven, the Rebbe Rayatz, what's the lotion of Misara, not Nasano, Mesiris Nefesh. Torah's got to be given over with Mesiris Nefesh. Give over with Mesiris Nefesh. Completely capacity, you want to completely give it over, then he can be able to give over Gemara Brachas, Samas Gimel. The Torah is only Koine, someone Shememis. Second idea, and the third idea from the Maharal. The second, the Maharal says three relationships. Ben Adam L'Makom, that's Tfilo. Ben Adam L'Chavero, that's Kibbutz Chasodim. Ben Adam L'Atzmo is Torah. The third idea from the Maharal, Rav Avram Avinu is Chesed, Yisrael Avinu is Tfilo, Yaakov Avinu is Torah. The fourth idea, Rav Shor said, have a Shoyse. Why is it Shoyse Vitzalma? Why not Achel? Because when you eat, you have to chew and then you swallow. But when you drink, your mom is drinking and it goes right in. That's an Indian of being Mevata, the Divrei Chazal from Divrei Tzadikim. The fifth idea of Rav Moshe Tzvi quotes from the Sassans, I'll say the Chorav. Sometimes we're running here, running there for our friends. No, trust yourself, because you know yourself the best. The sixth idea of Rav Shor said, don't be a Rebbe hopper, don't be a kula hopper. And Rebbe Eger says, even to be able to, that their friends, Mamish, have such idea number seven, Rav Shor says, chaver, lashon of koina, what's the lashon of koina? It's such a cut and tells us we have to have good friends, and kids that we mivat ourselves to talk about Yiddishkeit, and have what if Hashem with, and Rebbe Eger says, even koina in Yiddishkeit, koina with our time, koina with this, koina, but koina, even more than a Rebbe. In the eighth, I mean, friends and mamish have such a high, crazy impact on who we become. Rav Shor says from the Kedusha Slevi, have a donus called on the Kavschus, says the Kedusha Slevi, the Gemara and Shabbos, Chavzayin, the way we view others is the way the Rabbanu Shalom views us. If we have rachamim on all the others, Hashem will have rachamim on us. And then my brother-in-law of Shmotzi Fuchs from Woodmere quotes the Rebbe from Lakewood. What's a dayan? A dayan is someone who's able to bring it to them. But if you don't, no one brings something to you, you can't be judging them. Beautiful insight. Finally, ninth and tenth idea, and I'll Mishnah Zayin in Perek Aleph, and we'll end with this. Yeah, you can't befriend them actively, but you could let them befriend you, and then they could hear what you have to say. And the original Rebbe said, Atashas min aparanas. What does that mean? That Yesh is koina, the Gemara B'Matzil says. Yesh is koina. Why? Because it's knas. Ain shem yesh b'Rabbi Nachman says. We can never give up hope on ourselves. Never give up on hope on Hashem. B'zochel as Hashem. Hu ayu omer. Not just to take these lessons into our head, but into our heart, into our soul. And just like these rebbe said, hu ayu omer. Like the Bar Nur says, hu ayu omer. It's not just what they said, it's what they were. So too, the more we talk about hemanti, kiyadabat, kubernur, so the more we talk about the Emunah, the more it will become part of you. The more you talk about these lessons in Pirkei Avos, the more Be'ezus Hashem that will become part of us. We come to the end of the 7 weeks and become tahar, tatar, so the mkabel, the tar, panimis, betush, betahar, nishlami, kurish, Be'ezus Hashem, shkar.